So good to see you all here this morning. I'm going to shortly share in some wonderful fellowship. I like using that word fellowship as food, as eating, as being with one another, as relational. But I always say, oh, what wonderful fellowship this is. Something that's stuck for many years. So this morning, there's no PowerPoint. I've got something planned for you. So be ready for it. But I wanted to look at the word church. I want to talk to you about the word church this morning. And I know that a lot of people out there in society think when you say the word church, it's all about the building, it's all about the bricks and the mortar, it's all about a bunch of Christians getting together, and pretty much that's what they think the word church is, correct? You know, but as Christians, we know exactly what that is. So I'm not going to go into a long sermon today, and everybody's probably saying hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Mr. Long Sermon. You know, I had a Sunday school teacher, now as I know when PT preaches and when Daryl or Max preaches, it's Daryl and Max about 45 minutes, you're done in about 20 minutes, half an hour. We haven't got enough time in to finish our Sunday school lessons, but we've got more than enough time when these other gentlemen preach and then we're looking for stuff to do. And we don't want to shortchange Jesus, that's exactly right. We don't want to shortchange anybody here. But talking about body, we are the body of Jesus Christ. It is really important to understand that. So I want you to open up your Bibles this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 12 to 31. Have you all got it? Very good. Just give you a couple more seconds. I love this passage. Just as the body, though one has many parts, but all of its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews, Gentiles, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, you know, when I was first Christian, I read this, I laughed so much. I thought, what's he talking about here? And I was visioning ears talking to this and foot saying, hey, you're... But when you get to understand, when you grow, when you develop, you understand all of this. And the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body. I would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. Well, some do, don't they? But God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body. You know, when I read all this stuff, no, what does he mean by no division in the body? What's that, Ruth? Well, I looked at this literal. You know what? I've got a bent toe and, you know, there's divisions here and all of this sort of stuff. Giving great honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ. I love this. He's getting into it. And each one of you is a part of it. Each single one of you is a part of the body of Christ. That's what he's going on about. And that's what the writer is speaking about. Each and every one of you are a part of the body of Jesus Christ. Isn't it good? Now, isn't it good? And each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, do all have gifts of healing, do all speak in tongues, do all interpret. Now eagerly desire the greater gifts. Paul was speaking to the Corinthian church here at the time, and they all wanted to be, they wanted all of this stuff. You know, they wanted to be apostles, they wanted to be all of this. And Paul's saying, hey, what's the best gift? Come on, this is a question, you've got to work with me here. What's the best gift? Loving one another, loving Jesus. That's the best gift. That's what he's really talking about here, about the love for each other, the love of Christ. That's what he's saying. So, you know, this passage this morning, I think it teaches me, and I hope it teaches you, that how each and every one of us here this morning are vital. How each and every one of us belong together. How we are gifted in certain areas, and whatever that area is. And it's so important to understand that. So this morning I want to do something a little bit different that will stick in your mind. You all know this passage. You do. Thanks, Malcolm. Only one who nodded his head. Nobody else. Heathens out here. We should all know this passage. You don't heathens. I'm teasing. Now, when I look at the church and when I look at the church family, I believe we're sort of, we're like pieces of jigsaw puzzles. Sound a bit strange? Probably. This morning as you walked in, you got a little jigsaw puzzle. Did you get that? Has anybody not got one? Harry, do you want one? He's lost it. Has anybody not got one? Because I've got some in my pocket here. I don't want you to miss out on this morning. I had them handed out this morning to you as just a, as we entered in, it's just a reminder. I think that we're a reminder of the overall value to the church. The overall value in Christ Jesus. And I look at it and I think to myself, if one piece was missing, if one single piece was missing, we would miss out on the big picture. The big picture that would help you be more Christ-like. The big picture that would help this church. And we need to focus on the big picture. Put your hands if you're school teachers. Is school teachers here? School teachers. Jenny, I'll go to high school here. Do you have career days where career evenings when somebody comes in and speaks and talks about stuff? Yep. Cassie, do you have career things at your school for the little ones? Not so much, yeah. I heard the Americans are big on career days. They spend weeks on it. They get guest speakers coming and talking about, you know, what career to do, what to pursue. And I heard an interesting story the other day, and it was at a school in the US, and they had this career day, and there was a Navy recruiter came up. Anybody was in the Navy here? Okay. The Navy recruiter was saying about all the advantages of joining the Navy, all the good things about it. You know, we encourage these kids, they have career that they have army, all forms of military, all stuff in the States. And he's just talking about how good it is. After his presentation, everybody clapped and thought, yeah, that's good, that might be the life for us. After his presentation, a big muscular looking Marine took to the podium. You know, he looked around the room at this group of students. A bit like me looking around the room here. It's a good story. It's a good story. So he's looking around the room at a group of students. And then this is what he says. I want to read this because it's good. I don't see anyone here who would make it in our program. He's shouting. Big Marine, tough Marine. I don't think any of you have the guts to become a Marine. If you really think you've got what it takes, come and see me after the presentation. He got down. Guess whose podium, guess whose booth was filled with the most people? The Marines. It wasn't anybody else's. The Marines had the most amount of people because people thought, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. I want that. And we know that that sort of commitment is really beneficial, isn't it? It's real discipline. And when I think about it, when I think about what that Marine was saying, it's sort of reminded me the cost and requirements, the sacrifice of belonging to an organisation, belonging to something far greater, is so much higher. And I always think of that the payoff is a lot greater when you belong to an organisation. You know, membership in the Church of Jesus Christ, being a part of the body of the Church of Jesus Christ, it should be held in such high honour, should be held in such high esteem. You should go out in the, you know, out in public when people say, oh, what church are you going? You say, we go to Deception Bay Baptist. You know, you should say it proudly. You say, we're part of that church. You know, I think sometimes when we have membership classes or we do that, we had membership and we give them a piece of paper with their name on it. And that's good and that's fine, but it's more important than a piece of paper. It's more important, and God wants it to be more important than just a piece of paper. You are each so valued. You know, if one piece of that jigsaw puzzle is missing, one single piece, it wouldn't be complete. And here is a finished product of that jigsaw puzzle that I gave you this morning. That's a finished product. You've got this in your hand, part of it. Part of this beautiful picture in your hand. You know, you've got most of the picture, you've got bits and pieces here, but not all of it. You know, what would happen, you know, that body illustration before, what would happen if you had most of your heart? What would happen if you had most of your brain? And don't say it. Don't you say it. Don't you laugh at me like that, Shirley. I'm coming down there. What would happen if we had just most of this or most of that? What would we miss out on? How about if you were only forgiven for 99% of your sins? Would you go to heaven? The wages of sin is death. You know, to me, going to church is a real vital part of my every single Sunday. I try to get there. I'm going to be at Browns Plains. It's a weekend off next week, but I'm going to be at Browns Plains Baptist Church. They're closing their church. I wanted to be a part of it. You know, they played a great part in my life. But I heard another illustration, and you've probably heard this, probably heard it a few times. But one day, Pastor decided to visit a member of his church. He hadn't been to church for quite a number of weeks. And when the pastor went there, the guy was really happy for the visit and, you know, everything was going well. They were sat there having a cup of tea, big roaring fire was going on, they're just general chit-chat. And, you know, the pastor obviously asked, are you okay? You're doing well? How's your walk with Jesus? The guy's saying, yep, look, I'm doing real okay. I've been studying the Bible each day. I've been praying each day. I've tried to keep close to the Lord. And why would I need to go to church anyway? I can do that at home. Yeah, I can do that at home. As he was talking, a piece of coal fell from the fireplace, rolled off to the side. So as he's talking, this piece of coal, it turned dark black as the guy was speaking. So what sort of spiritual story are you getting here? What visualization are you getting here? It's turning dark black. Pastor said nothing, picked up that piece of coal, put it back in the fireplace. And what do you think happened to that piece? And you know, from that moment on, that guy became a huge member of the church, followed Jesus more, led people to Christ. And I've said it before, there's nothing wrong with studying, praying, doing all that stuff at home. Praise God, do that. Don't just do it just on a Sunday as well. Take what you learn from a Sunday and bring it into life during the week. Go to Bible study, home groups. We're going to do a big review on home groups, all the stuff that we do in the church to make sure we are doing it honourable before Jesus, to make sure that everything we are doing will impact. But to truly, truly, I believe to truly be on fire, you've got to come to church. You need to be at the source where that fire is. You need to be here. Now, here it comes. I want you... pull out those pieces of the puzzle. Get your pieces of the puzzle in your hand. Pull them out. Look at them. Look at them very closely. Are you looking at them closely? Have you noticed, I hope, that there's no complete picture in there? No? It takes many to complete it, correct? Now, have a look at them closely again. Really study it. Can you notice that they're sort of all shaped differently? Yep. They're similar, yet there's a bit of difference. Kind of like people in the church, we're similar, but we're different. We're all similar. We all got eyes, ears, arms, legs, etc. Yes? Correct? We've got different fingerprints, different DNA, correct? Men, women, here, short people, tall people, different skin colours. Can you see it all sort of fitting together? Each individual piece helps to complete. the picture. Helps to complete the picture. Just like each individual person in the church helps to complete the picture. Do you know, that's an amazing piece of cardboard that you've got here this morning. It is truly an amazing piece of cardboard. You are truly an amazing piece of this church. You really are. Now, if you would do me a kindness, grab that piece of cardboard. I don't know how this is going to work. Typical Navy man, I want a Marine here. It's tough. Okay. People to the left. People to the... this side. This side. Can I just get you to get up off of your seats, make your way around to that side. See all these people standing, sitting on, they haven't got much brain, sitting on that side. Would you find a person and would you see if your piece fits? Okay? Take your time, take your time. Now, Megan, would you lead the charge, please?
Oh, my gosh.
Just right up the back there, Megan. Thank you. Just do it nice and slowly. Take your time. Take your time. If you're uncomfortable with it, it doesn't matter because you're going to do it anyway. Now, for the people in the middle, can you just go to your next door neighbour and see if it fits? Can you do that? So take your time. Archie thinks it's over. I bet it doesn't fit. I bet it doesn't fit. So don't try to force it. You can see that they've come from the same cut. Yes, it might fit, but it doesn't complete the picture. Okay, you can mosey on back. You can... Brett just said, I'm trying to get my sermon to an hour. I wanted to have a really shorter sermon so we can fellowship with one another. There's some lovely cake out there, so I want to get as quick as we can. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Haley. Thank you. Bless you. Now, they sort of fit. They do fit in sort of places, but you probably notice that the picture's not complete. It was a 300-piece puzzle that I got earlier on this week. Because as a pastor, people say to me, oh, how many people come to church? And I say, 300. Don't laugh. I'd love it if this place was full and people were praising Jesus. So I'm always going over. So you've noticed, Chris Wheeler, does it fit? Yeah, very David. Oh, you don't fit David at all, do you, mate? Oh, terrible. So you've noticed that the edges are completely different as you're looking at it. Now, I think this piece of puzzle represents different personalities, different thinking than others, yes? We all think differently than one another, correct? We do. Your piece may not fit with that person that you've gone to try that piece with, but you can bet it fits with at least two or three people, two or three other pieces here. So there's two or three other pieces that your piece will fit with, that will connect with. It's kind of like people that you don't have much in common with a church. You may not have things in common with a church, but there are people who have stuff in common with those people and so forth and so forth. Well, one thing that we do have in common, we've got Jesus Christ who connects all the pieces. He brings everything together. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, and what I love about when... do you know I've never completed a jigsaw puzzle in my life? Why do you think that is? I've got no patience. I'll give them away, but I've got no patience. Who has completed a jigsaw puzzle? Oh, you're boring. But don't tell me 8 pieces. Don't tell me 8 pieces. Who has completed 100-piece jigsaw puzzle? Who did 1,000? Did you do 1,000? 2,000? 2,000? Well done. That's patience. That's patience. But as we come to church, we've all got different gifts. And I wanted to celebrate each and every one of your unique gifts here this morning. You each bring so many things to this church. We have incredible people in the background who we may not see, but I know one who does look down and who does see, and he knows exactly what's going on. We've got elders. In my blurb, I put the elders down the bottom. I didn't even mention myself because you see me. The people that you don't see, I even forgot. I tried to proofread all of my stuff to thank people, and I even forgot the people who, people who count money, people who go to the bank. There's probably a lot of things that I forgot to mention. But, you know, I may have forgot to mention, but God doesn't forget. He knows you, and he knows you intimately well. We spent a bit of time just thinking about, as we were going through communion, and what brings us all together. And it's a love of Jesus Christ that brings us all together. I don't know where you stand with Jesus this morning. I don't know if you've been hurt by your past or you're hurt by your future. Or there's stuff that's niggling at you. I don't know. I know a lot of you. I know probably most of you. Sometimes people don't open up, and sometimes people don't say, yeah, I'm doing really well, Pastor. This is going well. That aspect of my life is going on really well. But deep down, there's something that's nagging. There's something that's breaking. There's something that breaks you into pieces like that. You know, there's something that breaks you into these jigsaw pieces. But there's one thing that can bring us all back together. And God takes the broken pieces of our lives, and God brings them back. And he slowly glues them together. I've seen so many illustrations on being brought back together when you're broken. You know, you guys from retail over here, you know, some of you guys have been broken, yes? And God has brought you back together. Amen? How good is that? You know, round of applause for you guys. You know, you've gone through the hard yards and God has moulded you back together. I'm not going to go on too long this morning. I didn't want to do that, but I wanted just you to focus on Christ. We're going to go and we're going to enjoy some really good fellowship, meaning with one another and, of course, with food. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to pass it on to Dave. And I just want you to remember what a great part that you play here in this church. If there was one piece missing, I don't believe that the cogs of this church would go on. Yes, we've got Jesus as our captain and coach. But you all do such a wonderful part, and I wanted to honour you this morning. So let's pray. So dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and we want to worship you and we want to praise you, Lord. Thank you for the good God that you are. Thank you, Lord, for each individual piece in this church. Lord, we've got different skills. We've got different talents, Lord. There are some people who think that they don't have a skill or they don't have a talent. But Lord, they're the ones who write letters to somebody. They're the ones who go visiting. They're the ones who do just incredible stuff, Lord, that we don't even know. So I want to thank you for these folk. I want to thank you for each individual piece that just makes everything come together. And Lord, we want to thank you and we want to praise you and we want to thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he is the one who brings us all here. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that heals all. In Jesus' name, amen.